Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning. Welcome to you and the radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program. But we intend to speak only those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a comment, either favorable or unfavorable, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject and you'd like for us to spend time and study it on the program, let us hear from you. You can contact us at the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. Please keep in mind, this evening at 7 o'clock, the East Abbotville Church of Christ Gospel Meeting continues. Services are at 7 o'clock. Come and be with us, bring only your Bibles. If you cannot come to the building, absolutely, then at that time, log on to eastabbotville.org, and there you can both see and hear the Bible lessons. Please keep these things in mind. Early in the Scriptures, we learned that God placed a premium on obedience and He punished disobedience. We see that in Genesis 2 with Adam and Eve. In verses 16 and 17, He gave them instructions concerning all of the trees of the garden that they could eat, except the one that was in the midst, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's in chapter 3 of Genesis that we read of Eve's disobedience to this command. And it's in chapter 4 that we read concerning the punishment, the curse that God put upon the serpent, upon the land, upon man, and upon woman, because of the sin. God expects His people to do things exactly as He said to do them. In fact, He told Moses in Exodus 25, verses 8 and 9, "And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them. According to all that I showed you, the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all of the furniture thereof, even so shall you make it." And it was at the conclusion of those instructions that God warned in Exodus 25 and verse 40, "And see to it that you make them according to the pattern which was shown on the mount." The idea of a pattern continued during the days of David and Solomon. About the time David was to die, God gave the instructions for the temple to Solomon. These instructions had been provided to David by the Spirit, as 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 12 teaches, and it concerned practically every detail of the temple, and that we read about in 1 Chronicles 28 in verses 11 through 19. God made object lessons out of some who believed that they could just simply set aside His word with impunity, even to the point of death. And we read about that incident in 2 Samuel chapter 6. But you know, God still places high value on our following His pattern in the New Testament, though He doesn't say this in so many words. And it's not a bad word, as some people seem to think. Though the English word for pattern is used only three times in the King James Version of the Bible, and they are 1 Timothy 1:16, Titus 2, verse 7, and Hebrews 8 and verse 5, yet the original word is used 16 times in the New Testament and is translated by such words as print, figures, fashion, manner, form, and example. And it primarily means, according to what the definition that I read says, a blow, impression, mark, impress of a seal, stamp made by a die, a figure, image, a form, or mold. So what does it mean to follow the pattern? The pattern for any subject is found when we consider all that God says on that subject. When we learn all that God says on a particular matter, then that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing else is the truth on that subject. John 3:16 is truth, but it's not the whole truth on our salvation. The same could be said for Mark 16:16 by itself, or for Acts 2:38 by itself. However, when we put together all God says concerning what we must do to be saved, then we have learned the truth concerning that subject. David said in Psalms 119, verse 160, "The sum of thy word is truth." And this should be our greatest desire, that is, coming to know all God says on a subject. When we learn all that God says about a subject, that's all we can know, but it is all that we need to know, and it's the truth on that matter. That truth constitutes the pattern on that subject. For practical purposes, another word that means the same as pattern is the word order. The scriptures teach that there is a pattern, or more precisely, patterns to follow. The Bible calls apostolic instruction to churches order or arrangement, a prescription. And I think there's some passages that are plain to mention that. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 34, "And the rest will I set in order whenever I come." That word order means completely arrange, prescribe. So it's obvious that a pattern or order is important concerning the Lord's Supper. Paul said that it is possible to eat and to drink the supper in an unworthy manner, and even to be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord, to eat and to drink judgment to himself, there in verses 27 and 29. Is there a pattern or arrangement concerning the Lord's Supper? Absolutely. What if we're not careful about the order or arrangement? Well, we can eat and drink judgment to ourselves. Of course, all of the passages in the New Testament that deal with this subject complement these instructions, and they go about to complete this pattern. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 40, "Let all things be done decently and in order. Therefore, assembly worship had to have arrangement or orderly conditions, and it was to be for, as verse 26 says, edification. Certain restrictions applied when the church was assembled, such as tongue speakers were not to speak unless an interpreter was present. We read that in verses 27 and 28. They were to remain silent while others spoke. That we read in verse 30. And women were not to address the assembly at all, verses 34 and 35. That specific precedent was rooted in the very distinction that God made between the sexes from the beginning, because it says in verse 34 that so saith the law, and that refers to Genesis 3 and verse 16. Furthermore, these instructions at verse 37 of 1 Corinthians 14 teaches were the commandment of the Lord. So obviously, assembly worship had arrangement. It had order, or a pattern. In 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 and 2, "As I gave order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by in stores, God has prospered." So I gave order, that is, completely arranged, he prescribed. It's the same word order that we looked at a moment ago in chapter 11, in verse 34. And he gave these orders to the churches of Galatia, meaning the first day of the week contribution was something that was not just limited to Corinth, but it was taught universally by Paul and other apostles. So see, this order is also defined to arrange thoroughly, to institute, to prescribe, to appoint, command, give, set in order. You know, if we can understand that Acts 2 and verse 42, where it says the disciples remained steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, if we can understand that word fellowship, it likely included a common treasury, but it was not limited to that. Then we find here, as we read it in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 2, stated when and how Christians were to give. At least that much is part of the order. The fact that churches had money to send to those in need, as they did in Acts 11, as well as to those that were preaching the gospel in Philippians 4, verses 15 and 16. All of this necessarily implies that Christians gave into a common treasury. So what we have here in 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 and 2, gives the order as to when and how. This and other passages would indicate those for whom it was intended. Money contributed on the first day of the week is not at the disposal or the whim of brethren. There is a divine order as to what to do with it. There is a pattern concerning it. Another verse is Titus 1, verse 5. For this cause I left thee in Crete, that thou should set in order the things that were wanted, and appoint elders in every city, as I gave thee charge. You see, this was a charge from Paul, a command, and there was an arrangement which Titus was to set in the churches on Crete. In essence, the local churches were not left in a free-for-all fashion to do whatever they pleased. Things were lacking or wanting and needed strengthening, and obviously whatever the apostle taught constituted the pattern or the order on that matter. You see, in all of these verses that we have looked at, we learn that there is a pattern for the Lord's Supper, for assembly worship, for giving upon the first day of the week, and for the organization or the government of the local church. And there are other passages that supplement these questions to each of these specific areas, such as so that we can all be included in the assembly worship. We can all be included in the elements of the Lord's Supper. We see the qualifications of elders in Titus 1 and 1 Timothy 3. So, therefore, even a casual reader of the New Testament can understand that from these passages that we've looked at, there is a particular order, an arrangement, or a pattern that was given by the apostles, and it was implied to be kept. And furthermore, not stated in so many words, but implied is a pattern for morality. Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21, lists the works of the flesh, and they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. We see instructions, a pattern for a marriage, divorce, and remarriage that Jesus gave in Matthew 19, verses 3 through 12. And we see a pattern of what to do to be saved in the giving of Jesus the Great Commission to his apostles and all of the examples of conversion that we read about in the book of Acts. So pattern is important, and we need to be sure that we are following the pattern found in the New Testament. We see our time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Until then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.